I'm Harriet Clark, and I did a Master of Chemistry with a 6-month placement.
You won a prize? What's it for?
It's academic progression, so working hard to make up for not doing so well in my second year, and I made it up to a good 2-1 in the end, so I'm really happy.
What were the highlights of your degree, looking back?
Definitely my 6-month placement. I went to Western Australia. I was in Perth for 6 months and I did my dissertation out there, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I suggest anyone who wants to do chemistry at Southampton, they should definitely go on the 6-month placement scheme. You should go to loads of places. You go to Singapore, you can go all over the place. It's really cool.
And what did you do out there? Work for a company or a university?
I was at a university in Perth and just worked in the PhD labs and just did a project. It was really good.
Any other particular modules or projects that you did that stick out?
I really enjoy supramolecular chemistry. That's what we specialise a bit more in third and fourth year towards that. I did a project in third year on it, and I'm going on to do a PhD in it. That's with Phil Gale, so I very much enjoy that. That's sort of big frameworks of molecules. Yeah, I'm really happy.
Tell us a bit more about Perth and what you did out there.
I was at Curtin University, which is next to UWA, which is the other university. I was based under Dr. Max Massey. He's an Italian fluorescent scientist, and I did just a 6-month project with him, and also I had a few weeks off obviously to travel and things. My parents came to see me, and it was amazing. Like, if you go to Australia, it's not really where everyone goes East Coast, but Western Australia is beautiful. It's not many people, but it's beautiful, and the chemistry is really good out there. You can wear shorts in the lab. Can't do that in England. But yeah, it was really amazing.